Congratulations, your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Gosh, it feels so good to get to be alive today. And I am truly honored that you're inviting me into your morning to help you get your day started right. Well, I am up for the mission. Let's do this. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is Shake It Off. And I'm telling you right now, this is probably going to be starred as one of your new favorite episodes. Oh, I just bet you it will, because it's going to seem so personal. Hey, girl, not everybody gets you. Not everybody likes you. I don't get it, but not everybody likes you. And not everyone will agree with you or be on your side. Are you going to let that get you all upset and steal your joy? Even worse, are you going to let that cause you to lash out and fight back and then cause you to show up as a lesser version of who you were created to be? In my head, I'm a pretty darn nice person. Like, I know the intentions of my heart are good. I'm also fully aware that I am flawed and imperfect and I screw up on the regular. People often remind me of that by email. I literally have a team of people who scan my emails before they reach me because some messages are a little too harsh for my naive rose glasses mindset that thinks everyone is my friend with pure motives. These messages, they used to rock my world and leave me in tears. I would allow the criticism to replay in my mind for days, hurting me a little more with each replay. Then it accumulated in my heart and it began to steal my joy and make me cynical. The notification of an email from a stranger just sent fear through my veins, automatically assuming someone else had something hurtful to say to me. I assumed the position of a victim, forfeiting my calling as a woman with a divine mission. As my joy lessened, my passion for living out my purpose wavered, and it honestly felt not worth it. And maybe you feel the same way. You feel misunderstood. You feel underappreciated, under attack. Well, girl, let me call you out of that victim mindset. That's not where God wants his girls to hang out. You have a calling on your life and a divine mission for your days. Don't you forfeit an ounce of what God has placed within you because you can't win everyone over. A few years ago, Taylor Swift wrote a song that became the anthem of every girl going through a time of discouragement. I'm warning you right now of the earworm I'm about to throw at you. 'Cause the player's gonna play, 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 play. And the haters gonna hate, 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 hate. Baby, I'm just gonna, what you gonna do? You're gonna shake, shake, shake. Shake it off, shake it off. Heartbreaker's gonna break, 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 break. And the faker's gonna fake, 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 fake. Baby, I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. Shake it off, shake it off. You were even doing it, weren't you? You were just doing the little hand motions, the little shake it off, shake it off. Yes, that's an earworm, also known as the stuck song syndrome. Like it or not, the same lyrics just get stuck in your head. But did you know there's a way to end the stuck song in your head? Yes, there is, and you are not going to believe this trick. To make the song you can't stop singing get out of your head, you simply play the song all the way through. I'm going somewhere with this, all right? I know it seems like I'm off chasing squirrels, but I'm going somewhere with this. To make that stuck song stop in your head, you play the song all the way through. Let it play and let it play to the end. It gets stuck when you leave it unfinished. And I wonder if that's what happens with harmful words and hateful emails. This is what God showed me today. You just never let it end. So it replays, hurting you a little more each time, growing bigger and bigger. And guess what? Sis, you're the one who has to end it. End the loop of replayed harmful words and actions with your intentional response of grace led by the Holy Spirit. Here's the example in Scripture. Acts chapter 13, Paul and Barnabas are in Antioch spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. Their intentions were good. Their message was positive. And yet, not everyone liked it. Huh, isn't that crazy? Not everyone wants the saving grace they came to share. I know that's bizarre, but not everyone wants or accepts good news, even when it's absolutely true. The people stirred up all kinds of crazy nonsense against Paul and Barnabas, and verse 51 and 52 show us their response and the result. Okay, so again, Acts 13, verses 51 and 52. But Paul and Barnabas shook the dust off their feet against them and went to Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. They literally shook it off. Hey, Taylor, is that where you got your catchy little song? Yeah, shake, 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 shake it off, shake it off. Paul and Barnabas were disliked and unjustly under attack, and their actions stopped the continuation of the nonsense and secured their joy. They never lost their joy in the nonsense. Girl, don't lose your joy in the nonsense. People gonna say what people gonna say. Liars gonna lie. That's just what they do. Why would you be so shocked? Haven't you heard that hurt people hurt people? And we're surrounded by a whole bunch of hurting people, and the only thing they know to do is lash out and hurt someone else because of the hurt they feel. But as God's girls, we can stop it. Just as you let the song play all the way through to stop the earworm of annoying continuance, you play this all the way through. You shake off the insults and you move on. Respond with grace and love, wish them well, and let that be it. Shake it off. Move on. Jesus tells his disciples to shake the dust from their feet when people reject them. He's telling them to recognize that they've done all they can do and the results were never up to them. Leave even the dust behind so you are not hindered from where God is taking you next. The enemy, well, he wants us to collect the dust so we can wallow in the dirt. And God says, shake it off and move on. Paul and Barnabas, they shook the dust off their feet where the nonsense had raged against them, and they went to the next place. Thank you. Next. I think that's another song. Now, the previous song isn't even in your head. See how that worked? What the disciples received when they shook it off and moved on is what we can receive too. They were filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. The Message translation says it like this. They shrugged their shoulders and went on to the next town, brimming with joy and the Holy Spirit, two happy disciples. Trying to figure everything out and get everyone to see things like you see them is one, exhausting, and two, impossible. God isn't asking you to convince anyone of anything. The Holy Spirit does the convincing, not you. Shrugging our shoulders says, well, that's interesting. What you gonna do? It's not for me to control. Then release it and move on. It finishes the song. It ends the earworm. It stops the replay of the offense and releases you of the hurt. When we stop being hurt and instead start being healed, you know what we bring to the world? We bring healing. Hurt people, they hurt people. But healed people heal people. God wants his girls healed from all the hurt so we can bring healing to others, healing from criticism, healing from unfairness, healing from nonsense, healing from trying to convince anyone of anything. Ah, shake it off, move on, and let your joy overflow. Oh, I love it when God gives me things like this to share. Like, y'all, I just get so giddy in my soul over things like this. Like, it just, so excited to see what God does with this. All right, can I pray with you today? Come on, join me right now. Good morning, Papa God. Thanks for waking us up today. Thank you so much for loving us and giving us another chance. Thank you for this example right here in your word of how we can handle situations that are unfair and hurt us. God, thank you for just showing us so clearly how to shake it off and move on and keep our joy with us, filled with the Holy Spirit. I thank you for such a practical teaching today, and I pray that everyone who needs it receives it and puts it into action today, Lord. Thank you for every soul around the world you've brought to hear this. I pray your blessings and your favor over them, Lord. I pray for their families. I pray that you would meet them right where they're at, provide them everything they need for this day. And I ask for your protection over our families. It is in the powerful and almighty name of Jesus. Amen. Well, my sisters, I do hope this is a new favorite for you. You're going to remember this. You're going to remember earworms, how a song gets stuck in your head. And you're going to remember now the trick to getting it out of your head. It's to finish the song. Finish the song, move on to another one. And that's exactly how we have to handle some nonsense and some conflict. Finish it, move on, shake it off, go to what God has for you next. Do not be hindered by keeping the dust on your feet of this. Shake it off, move on. God has a next for you. All right, have a beautiful day of life. I love you wildly, and I hope to meet you again tomorrow. Goodbye, everybody.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.